our presentation. I'm really happy to see so many of you here joining us this morning, even though it's a little bit rainy here in Finland already. Oh, that is good thing that we can join our orientation virtually now that it's raining outside and the weather is not really good. But hello everyone, and welcome to our brief presentation about the Student Union. My name is Ville Härsilä, and I'm a specialist in international affairs and development cooperation here in the Student Union. And the one thing or the two things to know about my work is that I coordinate international tutoring, and I also advocate for the interests of the students. Specifically international students, because that is my area of expertise. And alongside me is Aya. Aya, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. Good morning, guys. Nice to see you, everyone, though most of your cameras are off, but nice to see you anyways. Yeah, my name is Aya, and I'm the board member responsible for international affairs in the executive board of U for the year 2021. And I also, so I work closely with Ville regarding international affairs and also international tutoring. Yeah.
Yeah, and a few technical guidelines here before we start. So if you could please mute yourself and keep your cameras off, so that the connection works for everyone. And yeah, and with that, I think we are ready to start. And of course, if at any point you have any questions, please use the chat. We try to follow it as best as we can. And also, if you have other questions, you can also use the raise hand command, and we will give you the floor. But all right, let's start a little bit about our student union. So already you can see our logo here, and we are like the shortened version of our name is JYY, which is not to be confused with JYU, which is the university. So already it can be a little bit difficult to separate these two, but we are different organizations, and our student union is its own organization. It is by students for students, and this includes you all. So international students arriving from abroad, and also Finnish students studying in international degree programs. And there's quite many of us. So we have around 12,000 members, and that means that when there's something that needs to be fixed, when there's something that the students need to raise their voice about, the student union is really heard. In decision making or in preparatory work. And this also is something that is good to remember, that whenever you feel like, well, I wish there was a voice who could sort of like carry my issue or do something about this, and well, then the student union is there to help you. And this is what mainly, when we talk about student advocacy, this is what we mean, that we represent you. And we sort of like carry the heavy weight of the things that you experience or you feel that should be improved in the student community or in the university life in general. And included in these 12,000 members, there are international students, there are Finnish degree students, and PhD students, trainees, whoever you are, whatever you are, so long as you're a student, we represent you. And of course, if you're a member, it's even better. We can offer some discounts and other services for you as well. We are also a politically independent organization. This might be important for some of you who are maybe politically active in your own university, in your home country, or in some other field. We are politically independent, and the thing that is most important for us is representation of our students and our members. And we also have a little video to show you, and I'm gonna see if I can maybe make it work here. So I'm gonna share my sound as well and show you this brief video so you can see what the student union is actually about, not only hear from me and Aya. So maybe a different format for you to experience what the student union and our membership is all about. Let's see if I can make this work. Aya, can you see my YouTube opening? You can, great. Let's see, there might be some commercials. I hope we can maybe skip those. No, thank you, no ads.
Suomen kauneimman yliopistokampuksen keskellä sijaitsee Jalokivi. Ylioppilastalo Ilokiveltä löydät opiskelijan keskeisimmät palvelut. Jyväskylän yliopiston ylioppilaskunnan eli JYYn toimiston sekä opiskelijaravintola Ilokiven. Toimistolta löydät osaavan, avuliaan ja ystävällisen henkilökunnan, joka auttaa sinua opiskelijaelämän ja opintojen kaikissa käänteissä. Opiskelijakortilla nappaat mukaasi kaikki parhaat etuudet, edullisen opiskelijaruokailun, joukkoliikenteen alennukset sekä paljon muuta. Toimistolla työskentelee useita ihmisiä jatkuvasti opiskelijan sujuvamman arjen eteen. JYYn asiantuntijoilta saat apua esimerkiksi toimeentuloon tai opintoihin liittyvissä ongelmissa. Ylioppilaskunnan jatkuva vuoropuhelu yliopiston ja kaupungin kanssa mahdollistaa Suomen parhaan opiskelijaelämän. Ajamme opiskelijoiden etuja ja osallistumme koulutuksen kehittämiseen tapaamisissa yliopiston johdon ja henkilökunnan kanssa. Lisäksi JYY vaikuttaa valtakunnallisella tasolla opiskelijoita koskevaan politiikkaan. JYYn valitsemat opiskelijaedustajat vaikuttavat kaikissa yliopiston hallintoelimissä yliopiston hallituksesta tiedekuntaneuvostoihin ja nostavat siellä esiin opiskelijoille tärkeitä teemoja. Ylioppilaskunta omistaa Ilokiven ylioppilastalon, ravintolan ja Opinkiven lisäksi Kortepohjan ylioppilaskylän, jossa on lähes 2000 opiskelijaa asuttu. Rentukkatalo on elävän kylän sydän ja se tarjoaa runsaasti palveluita kylän asukkaille sekä JYYn jäsenille. Tervetuloa jäseneksi Suomen parhaaseen ylioppilaskuntaan. Me olemme täällä teitä varten.
All right, there was our introduction video to the Student Union Tour. Okay, that was a little extra. Apologies for that. The commercials are hitting hard this morning. Let's continue with our presentation. Just a second. All right. Let's continue. Okay, so as you can see, our student union is a major property owner as well, and we often and regularly meet with the university staff members and also university leadership to discuss most important things for students. And also, it is really important that you let us know what sort of experiences you have in during your studies and during your university and student life here in our campus, so we can represent you the best. Because we have those resources to advocate for your interests. And some of these things I've already mentioned here, but what do we provide for you? We provide assistance and we provide support to students. And this support can also be something like looking after students' rights. So there are different student rights, including responsibilities, of course, but in some cases, for example, if you feel that your grades from courses are not given to you in promptly in a few weeks, or if you experience some harassment or any sort of difficult cases during your studies in your courses, The student union is there to help you to assist you in these difficult cases, and to also for offer you support and also try to fix the situation. Go discussions with the professors or the lecturers or anyone who is involved from the different organization. And yeah, that is what we offer, and that is one of the key things that is good to remember about the student union. But not everything is about student advocacy. Of course, we also organize various events and activities. We follow the regulations and the recommendations related to COVID-19. So at the moment, it's a little bit difficult to organize events and activities, but we try our best, and of course, by keeping safety distances and proper hygiene, we can already open some of the campus area and our events as well. So please follow us on Facebook and in other social media to find out what sort of different activities and events our student union offers. When it comes to our services, so if you're a degree student, you're likely our member already if you have enrolled for this academic year. And if you are an exchange student, then in that case, the membership of the student union is voluntary for you, but it comes highly recommended because of the things I have already mentioned here, and in addition to many discounts and other benefits you can get. And the most important service is the right to obtain a frank student card. And this can be a digital student card, which can be downloaded from the frank from the app stores, and it's called Frank App. Or it can be a physical student card. And it's in order for this Frank student card to function, you need to add your student number to your when ordering or downloading this Frank student card, you need to add your student number, which you can get from SISU, our course registration system. And then after that, your Frank student card should function. There are many different benefits and discounts which you can get with the Frank student card. So that includes traveling, restaurants, including campus restaurants, some cultural stuff like museums, for example, shops, and other sorts of services. So it's this student card shows that you are proves your student status, and with that status, you are able to get these different sorts of benefits. Advice and representation, as I have told you already, and then free time and culture. Ilokivi, which was also briefly mentioned in the video, is a restaurant owned by the student union. And Ilokivi restaurant and our office, which is also located in Ilokivi, can be found from the main campus area. And downstairs from our restaurant, there's also an Ilokivi venue where they serve drinks and beer and other sort of stuff. A lot of student unions events are also taking place in venue, so it's really, really good to check it out as well. For our members, members can also rent our Opinkivi sauna, and Opinkivi is the building next to Ilokivi. Everything, all of this is located in the main campus area in Seminaari Mäki. So there's a sauna and a hot tub which you can rent if you are throwing a party or there's some other celebration. Opinkivi sauna and a hot tub is a really, really good place for that. And there is also a common room with a small kitchen and tables and sofas and etc. Of course, if you are booking Opinkivi, make sure to follow all the COVID recommendations so we don't accidentally spread the virus that is currently in our society. Our student union also offers multiple different volunteering opportunities. We are often recruiting students for different positions of trust, and also in our subcommittees, which we are going to talk a little bit in a moment. There are many possibilities where you can also join our student union's activities, get involved, and those sort of stuff. So it's really good to check our subcommittees as well. And if there's something you need to carry between places, we also have a cargo bike which you can borrow if there's for example an event you are hosting and you have a lot of items you need to move around the campus area. Borrowing our cargo bike is a really, really good idea. And of course, there is a student calendar as well, which is a really, really handy way of checking all sorts of different events that are coming up this autumn. So, and you can get those student calendars from our Ilokivi Student Union's office, and also, I think Rentukka in Kortepohja, so in few different locations. So whenever you have the opportunity, pay a visit and pick up your student calendar. It's really, really handy. If you're not a member yet, so as I mentioned, for exchange students, the membership is voluntary, and exchange students can join the student union at any point during this semester. If you want to join us, you can make a online bank transfer or card or cash payment in Ilokivi, and after that you need to send the receipt to these student services so they can actually put your student status in their own systems. So it is a really important step to be taken care of. And this receipt should be from your own bank. So please, or if you are paying the membership with a cash payment, then you of course receive a receipt from us, but don't contact our student, our member services secretary asking for receipts, because it should be from your own bank transfer. That is what the student services accept. In our campus, we have zero tolerance for bullying and harassment, and we believe that students have right to a safe learning environment. And this is what we are really trying to take care of during your studying and during your stay here in Finland. And with that, it's everyone's responsibility to create and maintain a safe environment for everyone. So please pay attention that everyone is being respected everyone can keep their own personal space. If you encounter any harassment, if you witness it, please interfere. And also to let you know that in our student union, we have two persons who are trained to help you if you experience inappropriate behavior, whether it is harassment, whether it's discrimination or violence in any form. Our harassment contact people are here to help you, and you can contact them by using the general email address, which this email will go to both of them, or if you want to contact them based on gender, you can also find their separate emails there. Okay, Aya, would you like to take it from here?
Yeah. So now we're going to briefly introduce the whole organization of you. So, like Ville said, we are a major property owner, so we have like a business side and then our main activity side, which the main activities include the board of executives and the Council of Representatives. I myself am a member of the Board of Executives, and the Council of Representatives are students who are chosen via election. We have the election coming up. Let me see if I can, if you can hear me properly. Ville, can you hear me?
Good. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just wondering because there was a message in the chat, but maybe I'll just speak a bit louder. Sorry. So yeah, the Council of Representatives are students chosen via election. We have an election year this year, so I encourage all international students who are members to consider running in the election. We choose 40 representatives to kind of decide the larger guidelines for the student union, how to develop the operations and such. And for example, the Council of Representatives guide the operations of the board of executives, and we kind of do the operational things in the board. We also in the student union have over 40 full-time employees. In the Ilokivi offices, we have about a dozen of those 40, and the rest of them work in the student village in Kortepohja with the housing and all things related to business, excluding the restaurant workers in Ilokivi. Then we have the subcommittees, like Ville said. They are, I think, the most easiest way to get to know the student union. They are free or like open to all students to come and discuss about the topics related to the subcommittee. We will represent two of the subcommittees, which are completely in English, but we also have Finnish subcommittees related to other topics, but they would also kindly welcome all international students there if you're, for example, interested in educational affairs or student well-being affairs or stuff like that. They would also warmly welcome you. They're just not their first language is not English as the ones that we're gonna present to you in a minute. But like Ville said already, there's dozens of people also in positions of trust, and even more volunteers and actives. And we're all always looking for people since we have multiple projects and events and such, hopefully events to hold this semester. So we're looking for people to join. So I highly encourage you to consider that.
We also have multiple employees in our office, and you can actually see at least most of them in here. So this is our student advocacy and also event and communication member services and others included in here. And each of our employees has their own area of expertise and sectors. So for me, that is development cooperation and international affairs, but there are also other sectors, and these sectors have those different subcommittees included in them as well. And we advise and help students in issues concerning their studies and your student life. So as we mentioned earlier, we are working for you. So whenever you feel like you need help in some way or another, we can offer you help. We work for you, so don't hesitate to contact us. And you can check our contact information from our student union's website as well.
Yeah, like I mentioned, I'm part of the executive board. Here you can see some of this year's board in this picture. Yeah, we are annually appointed by the Council of Representatives, and like the employees at the office, we also have our own sectors that we are responsible for and what we represent, and we work closely with the employees. For example, me and Ville work very closely together. Yes, and like I already mentioned, these are the subcommittees that we currently have, and these bolded are operate only in English, and these other ones mostly in Finnish, but like I said, they also would welcome all international students if you are interested in the topic that they discuss or that they have. I would advise to, for example, you can find the contact info for the presidents of these subcommittees on our website. So if you're, for example, interested in academic affairs, if you want to be courteous, you can maybe email the president of the subcommittee and make sure that they are okay with you coming. But I would say that everyone wants to also welcome the international students to discuss and ask questions and hear about these topics as well. Closely related to our sector is the Subcommittee for International Affairs. This is a forum for discussion for both the domestic students interested in international affairs, for example, going on an exchange or thinking about domestic internationalization, and also international students. This is also a good forum to bring up issues concerning the lives of international students, because this is like a two-way street kind of thing. We from the student union share the current issues relating to international students, but we also want to hear how things are going with international students. So this is a great forum if you have some issues or thoughts about, for example, integration or something like that. We would like to hear that. And this is also, like other subcommittees as well, these are like the easiest channels to influence. And like I said before, this subcommittee functions in English completely. And we have our first meeting for the autumn semester on the 16th of, is it next month? It's still August, right? Yeah, it's still August. Yeah. So 16th of next month. And you can find us on Facebook where all the future meetings are posted then when they are decided in the last meeting. So.
And our subcommittees are a really good place to get to know other students as well, and other, whether they are Finnish students or international students. So definitely join us on 16th of September. And this meeting is going to be arranged online. So hopefully most of you will be able to join on that date. But yeah, the links and everything will be shared on our Facebook page and in our email lists. So definitely check our Facebook page to follow the latest news. Okay, a little bit about development cooperation. So our student union is also involved in development cooperation, and we do it with partnership with a local NGO, a non-governmental organization called Aurora Borealis. And our focus is to help young Nepalese students in their education. So with our fundraising, we try to cover their tuition fees and any costs related to school items or stuff like that. And everyone can get involved. So we have our own subcommittee for development cooperation as well. So if you're interested in global responsibility and you want to save the world, our subcommittee is a good place to start. So we in development cooperation, we also have other projects which include Fair Trade University. If you're not familiar with Fair Trade provides farmers and some other employees in many countries a more beneficial share of income in certain sectors and fields to balance the income differences between people and inside societies. And this Nepal project, which I mentioned, is called Academic Sponsorship Program. And we also have Sustainable Development Week coming up this autumn in November, early November. And there's also some program there which you can attend. In development cooperation, we organize a lot of events as well, theme weeks and fundraisers. And a good way for everyone to also get involved is to donate 0.2 euros, so 20 cents per lunch by asking for a Kehu ticket in our Ilokivi restaurant. So you can basically, if you want to support our development cooperation, you can pay a visit in our Ilokivi restaurant, and when you pay for a lunch, you can pay for an extra 20 cents, and that 20 cents goes to our development cooperation. And our subcommittee's first meeting is on 30th of September. So keep that in mind if you're interested in development cooperation. And you can also find us on Facebook. And here we have listed some coming up events. So there's going to be opening ceremony of the academic year. I don't know if this has been advertised to international students, but on 1st of September, our student union is also going to present ourselves with our employees and others participating, and there's going to be some more videos in there as well. And then we are going to talk more about our student union and our employees, sectors and stuff like that on our virtual meeting on 3rd of September. And then we are going to have a contact meeting on 6th of September here in Ilokivi restaurant. And we are going to let your tutors know about this soon. So they will also share this information, pass this information to you. Then, as I said, and as Aya already mentioned, we have multiple subcommittee meetings coming up. Then there's this Fair Trade Week, where we try to promote different sorts of fair trade products, and we try to promote this whole idea about fair trade. And then we have our JY Rock, which is on 15th of October. So it is currently planned to happen on October, and we try to see if we can still organize it despite of this corona situation. If you want to know what's happening in our student union, there are multiple different ways to follow our latest news. So definitely check our website to find a full list of benefits when it comes to membership, and also other relevant news. We are also in Facebook and Instagram. And then there's Campus Kino and our newspaper. They also have their own Facebook groups, and this Campus Kino is basically our for movie screenings that our student union organizes as well. So definitely check what we are showing as well. Then we have a very own newspaper that is called Julkkari, and it is targeted for students. So and there are also some there's also some content in English. So there's basically something for everyone, and it's really really good newspaper. So if you happen to visit the campus area at some point or offices or anything like that, you can probably see a stack of these Julkkari newspapers in some corner. You can of course take one newspaper and see what's happening in our student union and what the students are talking about. And if you're interested in writing in Julkkari, you can of course contact our newspaper employees as well. They're more than happy to receive people or to accept international students to write in their newspaper. A good way to follow what's going on is to follow UDISIT, which is our weekly newsletter of the student union. In order to do that, you can sign up to a mailing list to receive it to your mailbox. And there are few ways. So for exchange students and all foreign students, we have an email list called FS News, which is Foreign Student News. And this UTSET is also shared in that email list, including some other information and events that are targeted towards international students, specifically exchange students. And for degree students, there is IDS, which is International Degree Students email list, and you will also receive UTSET via that email list. That's our presentation. Thank you and welcome as a member of the student union community. We have 5 minutes left, so I would like to ask if there are any questions. Me and Aya are happy to take a few of them while we still have some time. Is there something on your mind or something you want to ask us in the chat or anything else?
There was actually one question in the chat, Will, during the like about sending the receipt from buying the membership to the student services email. Just checking, like that you meant the university student services, right?
Yeah, I meant the university student services. So please don't send those receipts to the student union. And I can see that JYY, our student union, was mentioned in the chat. You should contact the student services, and in order to contact them, you can find more information in the new student handbook and also in the pre-orientation material in Moodle. So check those websites in order to find the right place where to return, where to email those receipts. There's also question about the franc discounts. So the franc discounts, which include student discounts or student priced meals and some other discounts in traveling and elsewhere, you need to be a member of the student union. So in order to use the student card, you need to be a member of the student union and pay the membership fee if you haven't done so already. And yeah, I can see our trainee from the international office has also answered in here. There is a question about the student card. So we definitely recommend you to get this digital card of the student card. So there are different cards you can get. There's this plastic student card, and there's also a digital student card, which you can download from app stores. And then there are some other options, but they are not necessarily recommended for international students or even not available for international students. But I definitely recommend the digital student card. It's first of all free of charge, so it doesn't cost anything. The plastic student card costs, I believe it's 25 euros, including delivery fee. And then there's also the benefit of not needing a validating sticker. So if you are going with the plastic student card, you actually need a validating sticker from the student union's office or from Rentukka if you live in Kortepohja. And in this digital student card, you are all automatically valid to use the card, so you don't need a sticker for that card, but for a physical one, you need one. So then that's the reason we definitely recommend to use the digital student card. It's easy to use, and it's requires less work from all of you. There's also, maybe I can take one more question I can see in the chat. So there's, is it possible to have a list of the discounts we can get as members of the student union? There's a list of the discounts in our student union's website, so you can definitely check that one. And also, if you are not interested in joining the student union, so if you're an exchange student, and you're not interested joining our student union, there are certain discounts you can still get without the membership, and those include student-priced meals. For that purpose, if you want a student meal discounts, you need to have or order a Kela meal subsidy card. And if you want one of those cards, you can get them free of charge from the international office. So please contact them if you want a Kela meal subsidy card. But that subsidy card only works for student priced meals. So you don't get any of the other benefits that are included in our Frank student card. So we definitely recommend you to also join the student union so that you can get access to all the events, all the activities we host, but also services and benefits. I think our time's up. If you have any further questions, don't hesitate to turn to me or Aya, and also the international office is happy to help you. But if there are specifically, or if your questions are specifically related to the student union, please contact us, and we can try to help you. But if you have any further questions, you can send me email, and I will answer them as soon as I can. But thank you very much for attending today, and enjoy the rest of your orientation, and also enjoy your stay here in Jyväskylä. I trust you're going to have a very, very good experience in your new study programs, and also exchange. Thank you very much.
Thanks from my behalf as well, and I hope to see many of you in the info session we will have in Ilokivi on the 6th. So hope to see you face to face then.
Yeah, be there or be scared.
Have a nice orientation week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.